Welcome to the Washington Heights Church weekly podcast. We do this to help people feel at home at WHC, where we help people meet and follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Well, today on our podcast, what we want to do is understand a couple of the teams that are a part of Washington Heights. And if you've been a part of Washington Heights, you probably already know that one of the things that we believe in is that we're better together and that we have many, many teams who help to make so many of the things happen that are a part of the church. And today, I want to introduce you to two of the point people for two particular teams, and that is our deacons and deaconesses. And that is an office that you find described in the New Testament. And there's not a whole lot of specifics put around that. So a lot of that is determined just church by church. And so today, I thought it would be good to sit down and talk with the leaders of the deaconesses and the deacons. And first, let me introduce you to Olivia Brown, who is a point person for our deaconesses now. Olivia, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, things you've done here at Washington Heights.
All right. Well, I'm right here from Ogden, Utah, my whole life. And I've actually been going to Washington Heights since I was wee tiny, but it hasn't been consistent since about 10 years ago. I started coming on my own consistently. I've loved being a part of all the serve projects. I've done mission trips. I've done all the, like, near the Christmas season, all of that kind of stuff. I've just loved being involved. It's a way to get to know people and be a part of a community.
Where have you gone on mission trips?
I've been to Mozambique, Africa. I've been to Haiti, and I've been to India.
Awesome.
Yes.
And then let me introduce you to Ron Eikenberry. So Ron is a point person for our deacons. Tell us about you, Ron.
Yeah, well, unlike Olivia, I have not been in Utah very long. 2005, moved here from Southern California, found Washington Heights just by searching online. And gosh, my first introduction to Washington Heights was Jimmy preaching online. And
I'm sorry.
being from the beach, I saw this Sammy Hagar looking guy and I went, I think I want to go check this church out, and have been here ever since. I've been here about 6 years. Been on a couple of mission trips. One was to Houston to help with the hurricane relief. Got the opportunity to go to Africa. That was more of an investigative type trip, and that was that could be a long story in itself.
You were my bodyguard there, weren't you?
Yeah, it was fun. It was just Roy and myself, and we were put into some pretty precarious situations that, gosh, they make for some really great stories around the table at times. Like Olivia, I've done a lot of the serve projects. I've been the lead on a couple of the Serve Ogden, where we've painted some houses, and I've had the pleasure of working with Olivia. She's awesome to work with. It's been really fun. And I'm the deacon chair, and that's been really fun and interesting to see the inner workings behind the church or in the church.
Awesome. Well, let's dive into that a little bit more and what the deaconesses and the deacons do. And Olivia, again, why don't we start with you?
All right. So our role is, well, a few different things, but we help prepare communion. We get that ready to go every first Sunday. We'll serve it if we choose. And then we also clean up from that. We get to help with baptisms, which is personally one of my favorites, because we get to hang out with these new believers, or some, not new, but choosing to be baptized. We get to hang out with them before they actually get baptized and just listen to their stories and how they came to be in a relationship with God, which is really cool to hear everybody's unique stories and be a part of that. So we help with baptisms, and then we also pray over all those prayer requests that the congregation puts out every week.
And I think it's fair to say a lot of the ladies who are a part of the deaconess board, they serve in other areas as well. So it's not that being a deaconess is an exclusive thing.
Right.
But it's one thing that often is amongst others.
Oh, definitely.
So what kind of ladies are on the deaconess board? Like, what kind of qualifications are there to be a deaconess?
Wow, we are a wide variety. I mean, from younger to retired with grandkids, people who that have all sorts of different backgrounds. It's pretty different.
Pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
There's could be for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, how about you, Ron? Tell us a little bit about what the Board of Deacons does.
Well, the Board of Deacons is a little different than the Board of Deaconesses. We meet quarterly, and we meet with the staff to get updates on the business within the church. It's been said, and it's even in our constitution, the constitution for Washington Heights, that the deacon board is kind of acts like a guardrail for the staff. And that's not, you know, that's not to say that we're the governing body, but we just kind of make sure, you know, we're just there to make sure that the mission of the church is followed, and any kind of hiring that may need to take place, we're a part of that as well. And it's also relational. You know, we have a great group of guys that if somebody is needs assistance with something, we'll, you know, put out a call and guys will show up. And if we have to move somebody or if it's to help somebody just clean up a yard, we're there to do that as well.
And I know that there's also some personal accountability that I have to the board, and that's
absolutely
been very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, sometimes people wonder, well, kind of, you know, toward me, you know, who do you answer to? And, well, you know, the easy answer in church is, well, God, and that's true. But humanly speaking, it's to the board. And so even there's a subset of the board, our executive deacons, and
right,
we try to meet about 3 weeks out of four in every month, right? Early on.
Yeah, boy, is it early. You know, it's 6:30, and for those of us that don't like to get up early, that's pretty early.
Well, we have coffee, but Ron is still, you know, being weaned off something else. He hasn't
But we do meet. We do meet once a week, and that's awesome. You know, because, you know, it's hard to meet because the regular deacon board is pretty big. I think we have 15 guys.
Yeah.
So the exec board, we have 5, I believe, at this time. So it just makes it easier to talk about some of the upcoming situations that the church is facing or any ideas that Roy may have. He kind of floats them out to us and we discuss them and hopefully give some good feedback. Hopefully.
It's been great. Been very helpful. And sometimes the ideas come in the other direction. And, you know, we're obviously recording this at a point in time. And right now we're doing a food drive that was actually the idea of one of those executive deacons. And so
yes,
it's kind of a mutual thing. And as Ron said, you know, we really believe in relationships. And so there's a staff team, there are board teams, there's a finance team, and we just believe that within the context of trusted relationships, what eventually happens at Washington Heights is going to be a better result.
Right.
Because we're in it together. And there's some science to it where we have things written down, like you alluded to, a constitution, but it really is more relational. And that we learn from each other, we serve with each other, and we believe that as we talk and pray with each other, we're going to wind up at a better place than we would all by ourselves.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me shift gears a little bit and maybe just kind of hear some personal thoughts from you guys. So what excites you about what's happening either in kind of God's picture of things in the bigger picture, or maybe more specifically at or through Washington Heights Church? And maybe let's start with you again, Olivia.
Well, the big thing that stands out to me is just how many people are being reached through this community at Washington Heights. How many people are saying yes to a relationship with God? How many people are realizing that church is not a list of things to do, that it is a relationship and coming to that place where they accept Christ? I think that's the most exciting thing, is seeing people come to know him.
Hmm. How about you, Ron?
Yeah, you know, I could go on for hours about this, because as a new believer, I had a picture of what church was, and now that I see what church is, it's so different. Like Olivia just said, I thought it was a bunch of rules that you had to follow. And it's pretty funny to me now that some of my friends that aren't necessarily church people, they know my new friends, my newfound church buddies. And the first thing that's said is, wow, those guys are actually kind of cool. You know, and it makes me laugh, because I think there is a perception of what church is. And here at Washington Heights, it's really about the relationship with God and how to help people. And this is our mission statement, how to help people meet and follow Jesus. Mm. And it's exciting to be a part of that, you know, because people have that perception. And then when they see that, wow, this is really different, mm. that's exciting.
And you mentioned you had a perception of what it was, because, you know, as I know about your story, you didn't grow up in church. And unlike Olivia, who kind of grew up here and has kind of known what that has been like for many years, you didn't. So what was your perception before?
Oh, my gosh. I thought the first thing that comes to mind was judgmental, you know, and how could you possibly accept someone like me when you guys, and I say you guys being the church, you guys are supposedly perfect. I mean, that's what I thought. And I know that's kind of a skewed perception, because now I know none of us are perfect. But as someone who didn't go to church, it was, you know, I thought judgmental, no fun, you know, at all. And I just thought, wow, that's not going to be my life.
No laughter.
Huh? No laughter. And you know what? It's so weird, because I have more fun now as part of Washington Heights than I've ever had in my entire life. Mm. It's been awesome.
Wow. What would you guys both say? Let's assume somebody's listening here who maybe is kind of at that point of investigating or thinking, you know, I'm not sure what's inside those walls and what those people are like and what happens there. If you were going to speak to them about what it is like, what would you say?
Wow. I would say, you know, at first it does seem intimidating, especially the amount of people that they may sit out in the parking lot and see flooding in and out the doors. But I just say, step in, observe. You know, look around and see the laughter, see the hugs, see that you're not singled out. It's not, who are you? What are you doing here? You know, you just come on in and join in the family, basically.
So you're saying we don't ask them their deepest, darkest secret? One, is that right?
No.
You know, Olivia, it's funny that you say that, because I remember so vividly my first time coming here, walking through the doors. I did sit in the parking lot with my wife and was so stressed out. Like, I know they're going to know that I don't go to church. I know someone's going to ask me a question. I'm not going to have a clue, and they're going to know that I don't belong here. And when I first walked in, the first 3 minutes, I felt so foolish to have those thoughts, because it didn't happen. Like you just said, everyone was so nice and welcoming, and that's key. You know, I don't know what other churches are like, but Washington Heights is definitely welcoming.
Well, and we've said for a long time, and I know you guys have been a big part of helping to make this happen too, that anybody's welcome, mm-hmm. and that anything's possible, right? There's not one of us here who doesn't continually need what God has for us, right? It's not like there's some finish line, and Olivia's still a runner. I used to be a runner before old age caught up with me, but you kind of reach the finish line, then you're done. But in our journey with Jesus, there's not that finish line that there's some of us who have made it and we got the medal around our neck and are drinking the water and hoping that everybody else makes it there, that we are all on this journey together. And maybe some are starting, maybe some have been on the journey for a while, but it continues and anybody is welcome to join us and mm-hmm. hear what Jesus has to say to us.
And I appreciate the humility and just how humble everyone is. I mean, even the pastors and the staff here will get up on the stage and admit, I'm not perfect. This is something that I struggle with. And so I think that adds a sense of comfort to everyone else that, oh, okay, I'm not striving for this perfection. I'm still human.
Well, and you know, if you weren't raised in the church, right, you don't know what, you know, I know for me, I thought, man, I am so messed up. How could these people possibly want me to be in their church? Well, now I realize everyone's messed up. Yeah. And I didn't know that. I really didn't. I mean, it sounds so naive now. I had no idea.
Well, if you had one wish or one dream going forward, what do you think you would like to see God do either? And this could be either for you or maybe for the church or for our community in general. What would you hope or want to see God do?
I'd love to see a Washington Heights on every corner.
Exactly.
Sounds a little expensive. Right? Yeah. Because why?
Because of the mission here is to help people meet and follow Jesus. And seeing the whole world come to meet and follow Jesus, that would be the ultimate exciting goal.
And it sounds like, you know, you're kind of hinting at something that is just so profoundly a part of the church, is that if Jesus is right about eternal realities, boy, the stakes are sky high, and that every single person matters to him. So let's do everything we can to just let people know what God has done, because as we already said, everybody's welcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ron?
Well, there's so many things. I guess the most important thing, I'd like to see people just really reach deep into their heart and open their eyes. And I like to think of it as take the blinders off. You know, we all have that little voice sometimes, you know, in our head. And I've realized that little voice, more times than not, is God. You know, and we're so, we put so much emphasis on what we can do, and I'd like to see more people just put more emphasis on what God does. And I think that would be a huge thing, and that's what's exciting about Washington Heights. We really focus outward, and that's huge, and I love that about Washington Heights.
Yeah, it's amazing to see, you know, with just one congregation of people, what can get done.
Oh, yeah.
That blows me away every time. That the outpouring of love and giving and such that Washington Heights has.
Yeah, it has shocked me, us, that when we do these SIR projects, what gets done, right, by hearts that are just ready and willing to serve and many hands that jump in. It is that living proof, right, of we can do more together than we could individually. And, boy, let's find more ways to do that. Well, guys, I want to thank you for what you do, first of all, and you know, just the significant contribution you make here and the teams that you lead are making a difference. Thank you for that. Thank you for doing this as well. And you know, just also maybe just to throw in, you know, just my heart a little bit on Deacon and Deaconesses. I look forward to a day when we have one board that's made up of both who are serving together.
Absolutely.
You know, a little bit in closer alignment. And that's just kind of a reality statement, you know, that I think, again, we're better together than we are apart. And so I look forward to that. You know, there's always some process involved in that. And I don't just make decisions in a vacuum. And as we talked about, you know, there are teams and there's accountability and all of that. So there is a process involved to that. But I look forward to that. And I think that will all the more facilitate the opportunities to serve together and to just do it in a way that is more effective and just draws us all closer together.
Yeah, the future is bright, right?
Anything's possible with God.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for being with us here on this day. And again, you know, one of our goals in this is just to help people understand Washington Heights. And I know Olivia alluded to that. It can seem, especially if you're new, just big and overwhelming. And we certainly aren't shooting for that. And so I hope that this time has helped to just give a little bit more insight, kind of behind the scenes look at how Washington Heights works. And if nothing else, it proves that, you know, the people on the stage look a whole lot better than they are because there are so many teams and people who are doing things to help in that direction. So, guys, thank you for being a part of that.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Thanks for joining us for the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. A new podcast will post every Monday. We encourage you to check it out, subscribe to it as well. It'll come into your feed automatically. And if you want to share that with somebody that you know that maybe wants to find out a little bit more about Washington Heights, go ahead and share that. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.